弟兄姊妹，我们请读几处主的话。马可福音第十章。
Brothers and sisters, shall we first read a portion of God's word that's in Mark chapter 10?
46节。
Verse 46.
到了耶利哥，耶稣同门徒并许多人出耶利哥的时候，有一个讨饭的瞎子，是底买的儿子巴底买，坐在路旁。
Now they came to Jericho. As he went out of Jericho with his disciples and a great multitude, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the road begging.
51节到52节。
Verses 51-52.
耶稣说，要我为你做什么？瞎子说，拉波尼，我要能看见。耶稣说，你去吧，你的信救了你了。瞎子立刻看见了，就在路上跟随耶稣。
So Jesus answered and said to him, What do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I may receive my sight. Then Jesus said to him,Go your way, your faith has made you well. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus on the road.
马可福音第八章。
Mark chapter 8.
22节。
Verse 22.
他们来到伯赛大，有人带个瞎子来求耶稣摸他。耶稣拉着瞎子的手，领他到了村外。就吐唾沫在他眼睛上，按手在他身上，问他说，你看见什么了？
Mark 8:22. Then he came to Bethsaida, and they brought a blind man to him, and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything.
他就抬头一看，说，我看见人了，他们好像树木，并且行走。
And he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking.
随后又按手在他眼睛上，他定睛一看，就服了眼，样样都看得清楚了。
Then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up.And he was restored and saw every one clearly.
我们请读约翰福音第九章。
John 9.
第一节。
Verse 1.
耶稣过去的时候，看见一个人生来是瞎眼的。
Now as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth.
第七节。
Verse 7.
对他说，你往希罗亚池子里去洗。希罗亚翻出来就是奉差遣。他去一洗，回头就看见了。
Verse 7, and he said to him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is translated sent. So he went and washed and came back seeing.
25节。
Verse 25.
他说，他是个罪人不是？我不知道。有一件事我知道，从前我是眼瞎的，如今能看见了。
He answered and said, Whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see.
我们再读启示录第三章。
Now Revelation chapter 3.
十八节。
Verse 18.
我劝你向我买火炼的金子，叫你富足，又买白衣穿上，叫你赤身的羞耻不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，使你能看见。
I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and white garments, that you may be clothed.That the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see.
我们借用一句 存疑来说到看见这件事情。
Now, to begin with, I would like to use a Chinese proverb to consider this matter of spiritual sight.
当一个人要起步行路的时候，他第一件事情要做什么？
For a man is about to take his journey, what's the very first thing he has to do?
如果我们说千里之行，始于足下，对不对？
That's why we say a journey of 1,000 miles begins at the first step of your feet.
那么当你要迈出这第一步的时候，第一件事情是什么？
What's the very first thing you have to do as you step out your first step?
当然你要看见，对不对？
Of course, you have to be able to see what's ahead of you.
那么当你要朝一个南方去，比方说你要去 Washington D.C.
For example, if you want to go to Washington D.C. going southbound,
那你一定要知道你是从 New Jersey 往南方去，对不对？
So you have to know that you're leaving New Jersey and you're going southbound.
如果你朝着 Manhattan 去的话，
But if you're going to Manhattan,
我们就说你方向错了。
And then we would say, oh, your direction is totally off.
我们中文叫南辕北辙。
This is what the Chinese says, as distance as wrong as opposed to each other as the north from the south.
我们常常说地上啊，有些人很有眼光。
And a lot of times we say, on earth, some people just have this very keen perception.
哎呀，很有投资的眼光。
They have this business sense.
比方说欧洲人在 Manhattan 一两百年前
About 1,200 years ago Europeans in Manhattan
他们花了大概几百块美金
They only spend hundreds of dollars US dollars
他们把曼哈顿倒买下来了
And they simply bought the whole island of Manhattan
我想这可能是地上最大的一笔很有眼光的一个买卖
And I believe this is one of the most keen sight business sense of by doing this kind of business.
同样，你我在人生的道路上，我们多少的时候需要看见你我所走的路，对不对？
So likewise, how much you and I need to know the very way we are stepping on in our life's journey.
父母教导自己的孩子，你要走在正路上。
As we parents always tell our children that you need to walk in the right path.
你要看见你走的路是正确的路。
Make sure your path is correct.
否则你会一失足成千古恨。
Otherwise, with one tiny mistake, you might regret all your life.
那么我们刚才说的这些例子呢，都是地上的眼光。
All the examples I just gave you are the examples regarding this earthly life as to our side. All these things are temporary.
今天我们一同来学习，从主的话里面学习什么叫做属灵的眼光。
So today we will learn what is the spiritual sight.From the Bible.
这是关乎我们永远的
Because it concerns itself with eternity.
这是在永远里面有价值的
Because it's very valuable in eternity.
所以我们说属灵的看见应当是我们神的儿女必须的经历
So we say that the spiritual sight is the indispensable must-have experience of God's children
好让我们能够走在神的正路上
so that we are able to walk in God's right way
但是弟兄姊妹今天我们看见在这个世界上
but brothers and sisters as we see in today's world
属灵方面的这个瞎眼真的是很普遍
spiritual blindness is so pervasive
很多人眼睛是瞎的
So many people's eyes are blind spiritually.
做领袖的眼睛是瞎的。
Even the leaders are spiritually blind.
主的很多百姓眼睛是瞎的。
Oh, so many of God's children are blind.
瞎眼的领瞎眼的。
So it simply is like the blind lead the blind.
如果你我放眼看去。
If you take into all consideration of what we are going on here,
确实我们看见许多方面反映这个属灵的瞎眼。
We could see that there are so many phenomena which actually reflect the spiritual
blindness.
我们看几个方面啊。
So let's consider several aspects of this phenomenon.
第一个，刚才我们读到，人生来都是瞎眼的。
First, we know that everyone is born blind.
因为世界的神撒旦把人的眼睛弄瞎了。
Because the god of this age, Satan, has blinded our eyes.
所以今天不信的人是活在黑暗的里面。
So today, non-believers live in darkness.
因为我们看不见的。
Simply because we cannot see.
所以不信的人，他不知道他活在罪的权势里。
The non-believers don't even know they live under the domain of sin.
因为他没有看见。
Because they could not see.
第二个方面。
Now the second point is.
刚才我们读到的，我们看见了一点。
As the verse we just read says, we see a little.
我们神的儿女，我们看见一点，我们蒙恩得救了。
Just as we, children of God, who have been saved by grace.
但是呢，还是不那么清楚。
We see a little, but very blurry. We're not clear on what we are seeing.
我们看见人好像树。
So we see man walking as trees.
而且在行走。
They are walking.
我们可以说这叫深度近视。
So we can say this is highly nearsighted.
Yeah, 高度的近视。
They need strong prescription.
看事情都模模糊糊的。
So when they look at things, everything is so blurry.
你说没有看见吗？也看见一点。
Would you say that they do not see at all? No, they do see a little.
你说不懂吗？也懂一些道理。
So you would say, well, they do not know the doctrine, but they do know a bit.
你说他不会走路吗？他会走路。
Then you say, well, they don't know how to walk spiritual way. They do know a bit.
糊里糊涂的。
However, everything is so blurry and it's like they have brain fog.
因为看得不那么清楚。
Because they cannot see clearly.
那第三种。
Now the third one.
我们可不可以说是主的恩典让刚才我们只看树像看人的再进一步我们就看清楚了。
By God's grace, it's just like that person who saw things blurrily, people as trees walking, but now through God's grace that he takes us one step further, we now see it more clearly now.
那看清楚的人呢主在他们身上还有更大的托付。
Even with those who now see things clearly, God has even a greater commitment to be given to him.
因为神的心意要这些看清楚的人身上里头有更多的知道神的宽广神的心意神永远的旨意。
Because it is God's will for those who now have seen clearly, to further understand the very purpose of God and the scope of his will.
所以我们常常祷告说求主把智慧启示灵赏给我们。
That's why we often pray that he would grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
让我们属灵的悟性更多能够真知道满心知道主的旨意。
So that we will fully, truly know him through the spiritual understanding.
第四种。
Now, the fourth aspect,
我们也看见了。
It's like when we once saw it.
就像刚才那个瞎子看见了以后就走上去跟随主。
Just like the blind man, once he saw, he simply followed the Lord.
但是我们今天也看见地上我们很多神的儿女。
Now we see today on earth many of God's children.
我们曾经有那个属灵的看见。
We once had the spiritual side.
但是我们渐渐的失去了。
But by degrees, gradually, we are losing it.
我们最后变成瞎眼的。
In the end, we become blind again.
因为我们以为我们富足了。
Because we think that we are rich.
因为我们以为我们都看见了。
We believe that we have seen everything.
因为我们觉得我们一样都不缺。
Because we believe that we lack nothing.
这就是刚才我们读的老底家教会的光景。
This is just like the condition of the Laodicean church, which we just read.
这老底家教会确实是个悲剧。
Now, this Laodicean church is truly tragic.
他们都是曾经有看见的人。
Because they were all once people who saw.
我举个例子哈，说明一下。
Let me give you an illustration here.
我们做个参考。有一次特会。
Just as a reference, one time at a special conference,
我们遇见外面来一个弟兄。
We came to encounter a brother who was gathering from outside of our church.
我们自然有些交通。
So of course we would have some fellowship with one another.
那弟兄就讲了一句话。
And this brother said this.
那代表了一些人的感觉了。
What he said actually represented a lot of people's sentiment.
他说啊。
He said.
我们年年来听啊，什么都听过了。
He said that year by year we came to the same conference, so we have heard all the teachings.
你知道后面的话什么意思呢？
Do you know what he meant by saying this behind it?
够了。
He's saying that's enough.
我们都知道了。
We've known it all.
我们都听过了。
We've heard it all.
那后面是什么？
So what's the meaning behind all he's saying?
后面的结局是老底家。
Because the final outcome of his thinking will lead to the condition of Laodicean church.
主对老底家的这种光景，主怎么说呢？
What does the Lord say to the Laodicean church?
眼睛瞎了。
The Lord told them,
你看不见的。
Your eyes are blind, you do not see.
主只有说你去买眼药。
So the Lord said, buy from me the eye salve.
你去擦眼睛。
Anoint it to your eyes.
使你能看见。
So that you could see.
很多时候我们需要在主面前。
So many times before the Lord.
仰望他。
We need to look unto him.
我是不是这样在这样的光景里。
Am I in the Laodicean church condition?
我是不是觉得我已经富足了。
Do I feel I'm rich already?
我都读过了。
I have read it all.
有一次碰见一个弟兄是姊妹几年。
At one time I ran into a sister.
我说啊，我们最近在读利未记，好不好一起来读。
And I told her that now we're reading a Leviticus, why don't you join us?
我们早就读过了。
And she goes, oh, I've read it all before.Long time ago.
为什么记下这个话？因为这个不是怪那个人的事情，而是我对我这个警钟。
Why do I remember her saying? It's not that I'm blaming her for anything, but for me, it's like a ring an alarm.
特别我们在主内有些连日的弟兄姊妹。
Especially for brothers and sisters who have been in the Lord for quite a while.
我读过了。
Don't say I've read it.
意思什么？我知道了。
What do you mean?You mean you know it already?
我富足了。
I am rich.
我一样都不缺了。
I'm in need of nothing.
老底家的悲剧。
Remember the Laodicean tragedy.
所以主说你要去买眼药。
That's why the Lord said that go, buy from me I saw, anoint it to your eyes.
还有一种我们可不可以看以大树的扫罗来做个代表。
Now next, I would like to use...Saul of Tarsus as example.
扫罗的以前分明是眼瞎的，对不对？
We all know Saul before he believed in the Lord. He was blind.
因为他是完全对着宗教的热心。
Because he had all the fervor, religious fervor in his heart.
对传统的热心。
He had this zeal for his tradition.
对律法的热心。
He was zealous for law.
我们说他是名师下面的高徒。
We would say that he is the best of his teacher's teacher, students.
熟读律法。
He was so versed in laws.
但是我们知道这是盲目的热心。
But we know that this is simply blind zeal.
所以保罗自己以后说。
Even Paul himself said later on.
他说从前我自己以为应当。多次攻击拿撒人耶稣的名。
Before I myself thought I should attack the name of the Jesus from Nazareth in many many ways.
你们注意啊，他说我自己以为。
I thought I myself thought so.
所以当保罗被主拯救以后。
Now when Saul was saved, Paul was saved by the Lord.
当他发现他原来的热心努力去做
When he realized that his fervency, all his this vigorous effort trying to do what he thought right,
以为在讨神的喜悦。
And he thought with all this he was actually pleasing God.
结果呢，竟然是完全以神为敌。
In the end, he realized that this is completely contrary to God.
所以我们知道保罗一个完全180度惊人的改变。
So we see Paul has this 180 degrees of startling change.
以前他何等的眼瞎。
Before, how blind was he?
这个对我们也是一个警戒。
To us, this is also a warning.
保罗的热心并不证明说这个热心的事是对的。
So Paul's zeal doesn't mean his fervency, zeal is correct.
就不一定是对，走在对的路上。
It's not necessarily that with his zeal he was walking in the right path.
很可能就是一件盲目的事情。
It's very possibly the whole matter is just blind to him.
所以眼睛的看见在保罗的一生呢，占了非常起码非常重要的一个位置。
So this spiritual side is very important to Paul in terms of all his life journey.
我们知道在保罗的使徒行传九章里面，保罗说到他眼瞎了。
We recall that in Acts 9, Paul himself said he was blind.
那你说他的眼睛不能看见了。
There the text tells us that he could not see.
三日不能看见。
For 3 days.
后来亚兰利亚为他祷告以后呢，他就能看见了。
And after Ananias prayed for him, he was able to see.
所以当保罗看见以后
，Then after Paul received his sight,
神呼召他出去。
God called him and sent him out.
还是关于看见的事情。
This is another matter of seeing.
我们记得在使徒行传二十六章。
Now here we remember in Acts 26,
18节那里他说,
verse 18.
他说我差你到他们那里去。
I send you, God says, I send you to them.
要叫他们的眼睛得开。
To open their eyes.
从黑暗中归向光明。
To turn from darkness to light.
从撒旦权下归向神。
From the power of Satan to God.
又因信我得蒙赦罪和一切纯圣的人同得基业。
So they will receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance with those who receive an inheritance by faith in me.
这里我们看见是又是关乎眼睛的事情。
So here again in this verse we see this sight.
叫他们的眼睛得开，从黑暗归向光明。
Their eyes could be opened and turned from darkness to light.
今天多少人在黑暗里头?
Today, how many are in darkness?
因为眼睛没有得开。
Because their eyes are not open.
在黑暗里头看不见，没有光明。
So, because they are in darkness and they could not see, since there is no light.
所以我们看见保罗一生的执事，这个看见是很重要的一个位置。
So, In Paul's lifelong ministry, this seeing possesses a very important part.
我们记得在亚基帕王面前，保罗怎么说呢
？And before King Agrippa, what does Paul say?
他说：“我故此没有违背那从天上来的异象。
”I have not been disobedient to the heavenly vision.
这是保罗走到他的快到路中的时候。
He said this.When he was about to finish his journey,
他回顾他的蒙恩以后的日子。
As he looked back on all the days after he had received God's grace,
他蒙恩以后受主差派侍奉主的这条道路。
As he reminiscing upon this journey after he had received God's grace and after he had been treading on it.
他很自信地说
，Very confidently he says so。
他没有违背那从天上来的意象。
He has not been disobedient to the heavenly vision。
他很清楚地知道主呼召他做什么。
Crystally clear, he knows what the Lord has been calling him for。
当然，我们知道保罗的路，保罗的看见也是一步一步的晋升扩展。
Of course, we know Paul's seeing is also progressive, step by step。And deeper and deeper.
你我今天在追求主的路上也是同样的。
Likewise, it's the same way you and I are pursuing the Lord in our spiritual journey.
我们需要有刚开始属灵的看见。
At the very beginning, we need to have the spiritual seeing.
好像我们蒙恩得救一样。
Just as when we are first saved by grace.
接下来我们需要有继续有属灵的看见。
Next, we need to continue this spiritual seeing.
追求更多认识主。
We need to pursue after knowing more of the Lord.
这个属灵的看见可以说从我们的起头，从个瞎眼的人开始。
So the spiritual side, starts from a person being blind as a non-believer.
到我们蒙恩得救，走上这条属天的道路。
To the time when you're saved by grace and you start your journey of this pilgrimage.
从头到路中，我们都需要这个属灵的看见。
From the beginning to the end, we need this spiritual sight.
我们要追求求主的帮助我们，怜悯我们。
We need to press on toward this goal and we ask for God's mercy.
因为你我的一生都因着看见构成我们的一条道路。
Because all our life is composed by the spiritual seeing.
我们能不能够走在主的正路上取决于我们看见有没有看见。
Whether you're able to walk in the right way of the Lord depending on if you are able to see.
我们再举些例子看一下、老以利的例子撒母耳记上。
Let me give you more examples. First Samuel, the example of Eli.
撒母耳记上我们看第二节。
第几章？
第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 2.
一日以利睡卧在自己的地方，他眼目昏花，看不分明。
And it came to pass at that time while Eli was lying down in his place, and when his eyes had begun to grow so dim that he could not see.
十三节是神说的话。
Verse 13, thus says God.
借着撒母耳说，我曾告诉他必永远降法于他的家，因他知道儿子作孽。自招走住，却不禁止他们。
God said this through Samuel to Eli, for I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knows, because his sons made themselves vile and he did not restrain them.
以利是在神面前侍奉神的，对不对？
Eli served God before him.
但是这里说他眼目昏花了。
But here, the verse says that his eyes grow dim.
他看不分明了。
He could not see clearly.
我们可不可以说他有深度的近视了？
So we could say that he really needs a really strong prescription of nearsightedness.
他对神的旨意，对神在他家的旨意，对神在这个圣殿里头他的侍奉，对神在放在他面前这位撒母耳，他都稀里糊涂。
So he is so oblivious to God's will, to his service in the temple, even to this young Samuel who was ministering to him.
我常常记得我们一个老弟兄常常提醒自勉的话。
I remember an elder brother often said this. This is something to encourage everyone.
他说求主真是让保守他能够保住晚节。
The elder brother often said that may God keep him to stay faithful, being chased to God all the way till his old age.
我们这里许多人我们都要用这句话勉励了，要保晚节了，对不对？
So we need to encourage one another with this saying to keep your integrity before God.
如果昨天你在地上已经活了半个世纪了。
For example, if you are over 50 years old,
你已经差不多是不是在生理上我们有点像这个眼目昏花看不。
In terms of your physiology, aren't you a little bit like this? Your eyes are blurry.
我现在看下面有点像看树啊，是吧？
Your eyes are blurry and dim, just like when I look at you all sitting down there, it's like trees.
好像在移动。
I can see that you're moving.
因为这个视力就是就退嘛，对不对？昏花。
Because our eyes are growing dim.
很可惜哈。
Are getting weaker. It's unfortunately.
老矣立，眼目昏花。
This old Eli became, he grew dim in his eyes.
我们再看主的门徒们。
Now let's consider the Lord's disciples.
这个也是在马可八章十七节那里。主责备他们呢。
And the Lord rebuked them.
主看出来，耶稣看出来，就是说，你们为什么因为没有饼就议论呢？
Why do you argue with one another because lack of the bread?
你们还不醒悟，还不明白吗？
Do you not understand? Do you not come to your senses?
你们的心还是疑顽吗？
Is your heart still hardened?
你们有眼睛看不见吗？
Do you have eyes and not seeing?
有耳朵听不见吗？
You have ears but not hearing.
也不记得吗？
Do you not remember?
其实他们记得的，对不对？
Of course the disciples remembered.
那个五饼二鱼剩多少难，他们说十二难。
When the Lord asked them, how many baskets of fragments you pick up after the miracles of five loaves and two fish, and they said, yes, 12 baskets.
Yeah, 4,000人吃饱以后还剩多少筐？
And after 4,000 people being fed, how many baskets of leftover bread have you picked up?
他们都说七个筐。
They would say 7 baskets.
是不是都是回答正确？
Are these correct answers?
但是主说你们看不见吗？
But the Lord said, do you not see?
因为他们没有属灵的看见。
Because they do not have the spiritual sight.
所以主的话实在让我们警警戒。
So the Lord truly warns us here.
愿我们真是不要像这个眼目昏花的人。
We pray that all our eyes will not grow spiritually dim.
我们肉身的眼睛可能可以昏花。
Our physical eyes could one day become blurry.
你挡不住它昏花。
Because this is something you can't help with.
但是我们属灵的眼睛不能昏花。
But our spiritual eyes should not grow dim.
我们必须一直要求主怜悯，保持到走到路中都有属灵的看见。
We must ask the Lord. To show us mercy, to keep us, all the way to the end.
我们看一个正面的例子，路加福音二章。
Luke 2, let's give you a positive example here.
西面。我们都知道这位先知。
We all know that he is a prophet.
这位西面呢，他是怎样的一位人呢？
What kind of person Simon is?
25节，在耶路撒冷有一个人名叫西面，这人又公义又虔诚，素常盼望以色列的安慰者来到，又有圣灵在他身上。
Verse 25, and behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was just and devout, waiting for consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him.
30节。
Verse 30.
因为我的眼睛已经看见你的救恩。
For my eyes have seen your salvation.
就是你在万民面前所预备的。
Which you have prepared before the face of all peoples.
是照亮外邦人的光。
A light to bring revelation to the Gentiles.
又是你名以色列的荣耀。
And the glory of your people Israel.
今天你我在主的话语亮光回头去看。
Today, as you and I look back in the Word of God in His light,
这个西面的属灵看见真实的伟大的看见。
Simeon's spiritual sight is tremendous, a great one.
在这个新旧转换的时期当中。
During the time of the transition of between the old and the new,
有一位素常盼望神的人。
There is this one who always look for the look for God.
他的眼睛看见了耶稣。
He waited for the consolation of Israel, and his eyes saw Lord Jesus.
看见了这位神的儿子。
He saw the Son of God.
看见这位道成肉身要拯救世人的救主。
He saw this incarnate Savior who was Word and took a flesh.
万民的救主啊。
The Savior of all nations.
照亮外邦人的光。
This is the light that enlightens all Gentiles.
这个很不简单啊。
This is a tremendous thing.
他是一个以色列人。
Simeon is an Israelite.
但他的这个属灵的眼光已经超越了以色列家。
But his spiritual side has already transcended over the house of Israel.
他的看见是神的旨意在全地的，神要拯救万民。
What Simeon saw is God's will to save all the nations regarding all earth.
神要让万民出黑暗入光明。
Because he wants all nations to come out of darkness into light.
神要万民看见，要从撒旦的权下出来。
He wants all people to be able to see, to come out of the power of Satan.
进到神的家。
Into the house of God.
这个西面的看见实在是宝贝。
So Simeon's perception is so precious.
主在地上对人说。
Our Lord said to people when he was on earth,
他说我是世界的光。
I am the light of the world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走。
He who follows me shall not walk in darkness.
必要得着生命的光。
And will have the light of life.
主的话让我们看见。
Here the Lord's word shows us
这个光这个看见对你我是何等的宝贝。
That this light, this seeing, how precious they are to us.
我想弟兄姊妹在蒙恩得救一路走来，我们都或多或少都有这样的经历。
Dear ones, I believe after we have received God's grace, we all have similar experiences, more or less.
我们都是因着看见我们的救主。
We all have seen our Lord.
我们因着看见我们是罪人。
And because seeing, that we know that we are sinners.
所以我们起头蒙恩得救了。
So that's how we at the very beginning have received His grace and we are saved.
我举些例子哈，来说明一下，我们多多少少都有这样的一些经历。
So more examples on these experiences that we all have.
我曾经提过一下，我蒙恩得救的时候。
I mentioned before that when I was first saved.
是在那天晚上，是在一个神的家，一个教会的一个聚会里头。
On that very night, it was a church family gathering.
弟兄姊妹彼此有交通，有见证。
So there was fellowship and sharing testimony among brethren.
那天晚上聚会结束以后。
So on that night when the meeting was finished,
我到今天还记得
even
我的眼睛被打开了。
I still remember it so vividly that my eyes were opened.
我听见一个声音，一个名字。
I heard a name.
耶稣。
Jesus.
基督。
Christ.
这个名字不是说那天晚上才第一次听见。
It's not the first time I heard the voice of this name.
我记得他大约两年前我就自己买了一本圣经。
I remember about 2 years prior, I myself went to purchase a Bible.
我当着一本宗教的书来研究。
I took this book as a religious book, so I just want to study it.
后来弟兄姊妹带我去聚会。
And then some brothers and sisters took me to meetings.
当然给我传福音。
Of course, they shared the gospel to me.
跟我讲耶稣基督的救恩。
They told me about Jesus Christ's salvation.
那天晚上我的眼睛被打开。
On that night, my eyes were opened.
耶稣基督的见证。
The testimony of Jesus Christ.
在教会里头让我看见。
was seen by me in the church.
神的儿女从他们的见证当中。
Because through their testimony of these children of God,
让我的眼睛看见有一个救主
opened my eyes that there is this precious Savior,
耶稣基督
that is Christ Jesus.
这是我信主的一个起头
This is the very inception, the beginning of my believing in Jesus.
第二个例子我可以举一下
The second example I would like to share,
这是认罪悔改的一次经历
is.My experience of confession and repentance.
虽然都是发生在年轻的时候的事情。
Although all this happened when I was young.
但到今天还是那么新鲜。
But even until today, it is fresh as ever.
那天我回到家。
That day I went back home.
我里头感觉需要祷告。
I just felt within me that I needed to pray.
我一个人关在小屋子里头。
So I shut myself in a very small room.
我一开口。
The moment I opened my mouth.
一呼求主名。
The moment I called on the name of the Lord.
就流泪。
I started crying.
不停地流。
And without ceasing.
我过去的这些年日没有流过这么多眼泪。
I've never shed my tears in my past years.
我看见自己的罪。
Because I saw my sins.
罪如朱红。
My sins are as scarlet.
看见爱我的主。
And I saw the Lord who loves me.
因他为我流血。
Because he shed his blood for me.
所以我的罪得赦免。
So all my sins were cleansed.
我不知道流了多少时间的眼泪。
I don't know how much time I've been crying.
最后停下的时候。
When I finally stopped crying.
我满身的轻松。
I just felt so relieved.
我被释放了。
Because I was set free.
从前是捆绑的。
Because I was so bound.
我被释放了。
Now I was released.
我里头满了说不出的喜乐。
Within me, I was simply filled with this inexpressible joy.
没有言语可以形容的喜乐，弟兄姊妹都有这样的经历。
The joy that no words could possibly describe.
我们如果还在没有蒙恩的朋友们
，All the friends who have not received this grace yet.
我们真是求主怜悯，恩典临到你。
How we wish that the Lord would command His mercy upon you.
救我们脱离罪的捆绑。
To save you from the bondage, the dominion of sin.
得着神永远的生命。
To receive the eternal life of the Son of God.
还有一次。
Another experience of mine.
那个时候到纽约了。
When I went to New York.
我也曾经提过，在一次查经的聚会里头。
I have come to New York City, and I mentioned this also at this is at one of the Bible studies.
应该不是一次了，就是连续的。我们查罗马书。
I should not say just one time because at that time we had been studying the book of Romans for several times.
我真说过，那次的查经让我的眼睛又被打开了。
But again, at that Bible study, my eyes was again opened.
让我们眼睛打开，看见啊，我们不是仅仅因信称义蒙恩得救了。
My eyes were so open that I realized that our salvation is not limited to justification by faith only.
是这个非常宝贝，我
们
感谢主。
Yes, precious as this is, and we thank the Lord for this.
但是神在他蒙恩拣选的儿女身上还有更荣耀、更大的一个旨意。
But among God's people who are elected.God's purpose is even greater than this.
哎呀，那个时候弟兄们交通说要磨成神儿子的样式模样。
As brethren fellowship on that we would be conformed to the image of the Son of God.
我的眼睛打开了。
Then my eyes were opened.
我说原来信耶稣得永生不是仅仅如此的。
It dawned on me that.It's after I believe in Jesus, after I receive the eternal life, it's not only so.
我举这些例子想说明什么呢？
All these examples I gave you simply want to explain one thing.
从蒙恩得救看见。
From the inception that you are saved by grace and you see.
到你我走上追求认识主的道路。
To walking in the journey of pursuing to know the Lord.
都必须是看见。
We have to continue in this seeing.
因为你看见了你才会跟随啊。
Because only when you have seen, you'll be able to follow.
你看见了你才会里面有那个饥渴啊。
Only when you have seen, you have this inner thirst.
我们常常说看见一些小孩子吃饭你真着急他不饿。
Sometimes when we look at little kids, how they eat, because they're not hungry.
我们家那个吃面条是一根根的数啊。
Just like my son, when he eats noodles, it's like he eats one noodle at a time and count it.
因为他不觉得饿。
Because he's not hungry.
你一点办法没有。
So there's nothing you could do about this.
我们求主要给我们属灵的饥渴。
We have to beseech the Lord to grant us the spiritual thirst.
但这个要从看见来。
However, even this, you need to see it.
你看见了这个宝贝。
You have to see the preciousness of this thing.
你看见了荣耀。
You have to see the glory.
那地上这些真是自当自清啊。
Everything on earth is light and temporary.
我们刚才说过，不过就几十年吧。
We just said.At most, decades of years.
你再辉煌也就几十年吧。
As resplendent as your days might be, it's just decades.
你住小房子是几十年，对不对
？Well, you say you live in a small house for decades.
大房子也就几十年。
Even you live in a big house, at most, you live in there for decades.
我说都是帐篷。
That's why I say, big house, small house, they are simply tents.
都是暂时的。
They're all temporal.
只有那个不能毁坏的那个存到永远的那个神永远的城。
Only that city, that eternal city, that imperishable city of God exists forever. May God have mercy on us.
我们每时需要看见。
Every moment by moment we need to see.
我们每天需要看见。
Daily we need to be able to see.
我们每年需要看见。
Yearly, we need to see.
我们的一生需要看见。
All life, we need to see.
我们再说，从起点到路终。
Let me say it again, from the very beginning to the very end of your journey.
我们都要求主怜悯我们，看见他的道路。
We need the mercy of the Lord, so that we could actually see His will, His way.
我们再举一些例子，关乎看见。
Now more examples about the spiritual side.
我们看看主在我们身上做的工作。
Let's not consider the Lord's work in us.
我们蒙恩得救以后，主在我们每一个人身上都有他奇妙的工作。他拯救了我们，他在我们身上有他的工作。
After we're saved by His grace, we see that the Lord has His wonderful, redemptive work in each one of us.
各位，如果在过去的二三十年，你在中国大陆各地城市旅行的话
，For the past 20 or 30 years, if you should go to cities in China, just to travel there,
不管你到上海，你到武汉，你到成都，你到长沙，
上海、武汉、成都、长沙 ，whichever city you might go to，
你到这些，你注意看他那些旧的那个城区，那些旧房子。
As you look at all those old houses in the old district,
我常常看见上面写个大字。
Often I see this big word in those buildings.
有些城市是用那红的油漆喷上去的。
This word in some cities was spray painted on.
有些是用那个白色的那个白色的那个酱那个、什么呢？墙灰啊，石灰。擦上去的，石灰写上去的。
Some are used by white mortar to write the word on it. Just one word.
大家知道吗
？Do you know what it is?
一个字，提手边的，拆是吧？对，拆。
拆 to be demolished.
各个城市都在拆。
So every city, this demolition work is going on.
因为过去这些年我。来回上海比较多，就看见上海到处在拆。
So, because for the past few years I've been traveling a lot there, so I see, you know, all the cities this demolition.
经过拆以后呢，你看见建造。
And after this building is first demolished, and then you see the building up.
过去这三十年，到处是一座座的新城。
So in the past 30 years, if you go to China, you could see all these new cities.
所以有人说现在大陆的这个房子这个 building 啊住的居住的人的这个大楼。
So some people say nowadays in the big high-rise housing, in Shanghai where people could live in.
全中国，全国。
In all China, not just in Shanghai.
这些房子可以住三十亿人。
You could live 3 billion people in all these high rises.
那全中国现在是13亿人口。
The whole China population is 1.3 billion.
好，拆建，拆是为了建。
Demolition is for the purpose of building again.
主在我们的身上有一个字。
So, likewise, there is one word that God has inscribed in us, demolition,
拆毁,
to demolish it.
主拆毁我们是为了建造。
When he tears us down, simply is for building us again.
我们需要主让我们看见。
So we need to be able to see through God's grace.
主在我们身上是要做他一个十架的工作。
That God is working this work of cross in us.
我们不可能没有被拆就能够被建造。
It's impossible for us to be built without being torn down first.
我们不可能没有伤痕，没有伤痕累累，然后我们得着那个永远的那个荣美。
It's impossible to have noscars in us than to have this glorious beauty.
所以换一句话说，如果有人说哎呀我受伤了。
To put it in another way, should a person say, oh, how I'm so hurt.
其实弟兄姊妹有时候我们要感谢。
But brothers and sisters, actually, when you're in this situation, you need to be thankful.
我们要看见是主的手让我们这个人被对付。
We need to see that it is through the hand of the Lord that we are being dealt with.
让我们这个人被拆毁。
So that we are being tearing down.
才能够有机会让主建造我们。
So that this gives the Lord opportunity to build us again.
在我们旧造亚当的生命里头。
In our old creation, in Adam's life,
我们有一个字也可以说贴在人的身上，旧造人。
There is this also one word which clings to all the old creation.
哦，骄傲的。
That is pride.
这个字必须要经过拆才能来对付。
So, likewise, this word needs to be torn down to be dealt with.
世人都是骄傲的。
All men are proud.
因为都没有看见。
Because none of them has seen.
我们蒙恩得救的儿女。
But we who have been saved by His grace, children of God.
亚当生命在我们里面还是有强大的势力。
This Adamic life still has this strong power in us.
这个傲是我们要一生要对付的。
This pride, this conceit, needs to be dealt with all our life.
我们刚才说到的老底家的教会。
Now we just mentioned the Laodicean church.
就是这个光景。
Is a very good example of this condition.
你想想，我们其实人很容易属灵的瞎眼的。
Think of this, how easy we could become spiritually blind.
在不冷不热的光景里头。
We are in neither cold and or nor hot condition.
真的，我们就自满了。
And so often we become so complacent.
所以主必须在我们里面有一个对付。
Therefore, the Lord's dealing has to be upon us within us.
借着弟兄姊妹一同的交通。
Now through brother and sisters fellowship together.
借着主在我们身圣灵在我们里头的管制。
Through the Holy Spirit's chastening within us.
借着主借着他的话来向我们里头给我们眼睛得开。
And via God's word, God is able to open our inner eyes.
我们才有机会顺服下来。
And only through all these, are we able to subject ourselves before Him.
顺服圣灵。
To be obedient to the Holy Spirit.
能够体贴圣灵。
To be mindful of Him.
不体贴我们的肉体。
Instead of mindful of our flesh.
看见。
So seeing,
属灵的看见
spiritual side?
我们能看见我们与基督同钉十字架吗？
Are we able to see that we have been crucified with Christ Jesus?
我们每一个刚蒙恩的弟兄姊妹都知道这件事。
Every brother and sisters who have recently been saved by grace knows this.
我们可能都会背。
We're probably able to recite this verse.
加拉太书二章二十节。
Galatians 2:20.
我已经与基督同钉十字架。
I have been crucified with Christ Jesus.
现在活着的不再是我。
It is no longer I who live,
乃是基督在我里面活着。
But Christ who lives within me.
后面还有句啊。
There is something that follows.
并且我如今在肉身活着。
And the life that I now live in the flesh,
是因信神的儿子而活。
I live by the faith of the Son of God.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
He loved me and he gave up himself.For me.
我们需要求主怜悯我们。
We need to ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
看见我们与基督同钉十字架。
For to be able to see that we have been crucified with Christ.
看见我们是因信，我们是因信的神，因信神的儿子而活。
To be able to see that we now live by faith in the Son of God.
这些都需要我们有一个活的看见。
All this requires living sight.
有一个活的信心。
Living faith.
这个是需要我们在主面前每天、每时、每月、每年。
All this requires us to be in His presence, to live day by day, hour by hour, month by month, year by year, to be able to acquire the spiritual sight.
否则就是背下来，天天背也没用，对不对？
Otherwise, even though you're able to recite the verses or do it every day, it's useless.
我们需要求主怜悯，看见基督。
We need to beseech the Lord to grant us to see Christ.
然后我们愿意渴慕认识基督。
And we long for knowing Christ.
我们常常默想、思想基督。
And often we meditate on Christ.
然后在我们的生活经历里头、侍奉里头经历基督。
And also in our life, in our services, we experience Christ.
至终被基督充满。
In the end, we are filled with Christ.
像保罗说的。
Just as Paul says.
我活着就是基督。
To live is Christ.
求主恩待我们。
May the Lord be gracious to us.
让我们的眼睛真是得开。
So that our eyes could truly be opened.
活在他的意象里头。
To live in his vision.
活在他话语的光中。
To live in the light of his word.
从他的话的生命里头。
And from the very light of his word.
从这些神话语的真理的光中。
From the light of the truth of his word.
我们得见光。
We are able to see the light.
我们得见这些常常时时涌流出来的光。
We are able to see this light that continually gushing out.
涌流出来的生命的活水。
This flowing living water of life.
从天上来的照亮我们的光。
And from above, this light will enlighten us our journey.
好让你我一生走在神的正路上。
So that you and I will be able to walk in the right way of the Lord all our lifetime.
我们低头一起祷告。
Shall we bow our head and have a word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你恩典。
Lord, we give thanks to you for your grace.
从头到末了都是因着你怜悯我们，让我们能够有看见。
From the inception to the consummation is all because you have mercy on us so that we are able to see.
我们的一生都是因着你的怜悯恩典。
Our lives are crowned by your mercy and grace.
让我们能够跟随你。
So that we are able to follow you.
让我们能够走在你的正路上。
So that we are able to walk in your right path.
让我们能够活在你的心意当中。
That we are able to walk in your will.
我们求你在你话语的光中。
We beseech you that in the light of your word.
让圣灵赐下我们更多的悟性。
Let Holy Spirit grant us more understanding.
让我们真是更多能够清楚明白你在我们身上的旨意。
So that more abundantly clear that we're able to understand your purpose in us.
我们能够跟随你走到底。
That we'll be able to follow you all the way to the end.
我们祷告是靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.